is to provide for your pastor, to provide us a place to meet the needs of our congregation, and to bless our community. Sometimes we can do these things. Sometimes we have a hard time doing these things. In the future, we may have our own facility. Wouldn't that be nice? Than to have to tear down and set up and do that every Saturday. Again, we read, bring in the tithe for the Levites who have no allotment or inheritance of their own, and the foreigners and the fatherless and the widows. This is what was done before the government welfare program was introduced. Churches met the needs of the poor. Unfortunately, today, approximately 10% of the congregation members tithe. You know, it's everywhere. I've seen it throughout many states, many congregations, many churches, and it goes the same for ministry and volunteers. About 10% minister or volunteer in the church today. So I know this subject has been abused in many church circles. You know, the name it and claim it, the blab it and grab it. So let's move on. The year for canceling debts. At the end of every 7 years, you must cancel debts. This is how it is to be done. Every creditor shall cancel any loan that they have made to a fellow Israelite. They shall not require payment from anyone among their people, because the Lord's time for canceling debts has been proclaimed. You may require payment from a foreigner, but you must cancel any debt your fellow Israelite owes you. However, there need be no poor people among you, for in the land the Lord your God has given you to possess as an inheritance, he will richly bless you if only you fully obey the Lord your God and be careful to follow these commands. For the Lord your God will bless you as he promised. Some passages of Deuteronomy are hard to apply today because they seem to be applicable to a bygone age. People of that era did not incur debt like most people today. The year for canceling debts. How great. But for us, how impractical could that be? Did you see the entire world starting over every 7 years at zero? I can tell you right now, there'll be a lot of abuse 6 months before that seventh year. Somebody's going to go into debt. That's just the way humanity thinks sometimes. Also note that this was for the Israelites only. And we all know that if we accepted Yeshua as our Lord and Savior, that we have been grafted into Israel. We are part of Israel through faith. The rest of this parsha deals with freeing servants, setting apart firstborn male animals for the Lord, the Passover, which we are at the end of for this year, Festival of Weeks, and Festival of Tabernacles. It also states that three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose, at the Festival of Unleavened Bread, the Festival of Weeks, and the Festival of Tabernacles. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. As we come to the end of Pesach this year, as we celebrate these festivals, we need to thank the Lord for his blessings, his provision, his grace, his mercy. God himself states that there need be no poor among you. But notice the condition. If you only fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I give you today. Well, we know that isn't completely possible. But through the sacrifice of Yeshua, God sees us through the blood of his Son as righteous. When we fail to keep his commands, he chooses to bless us anyway. Shabbat Shalom.